Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm not on here now, I'm on. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Commissioner's Court. Let's get started and we'll begin with a prayer and a pledge of allegiance.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for this group that has gathered here to discuss the county business. Lord, we pray that you would make it easy for us to make decisions that will be beneficial to all, Lord, and make the right decision, factoring in all things that we've got to think about. We ask that your presence would be here to guide us and that everything we would do here today would honor and glorify you. We pray for our troops that are overseas, wherever they may be, that you would keep them safe and ultimately bring them back home safely. Take everyone home from this meeting safely, Lord. Protect us from the foul weather that may come. Once again, we just give you the praise and thank you for sending your son, Jesus. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hi, once again, welcome to Commissioner's Court, our first meeting of the month of February. It's just a second or two after 9 o'clock. We're going to begin with item number one, public comment or request for information on non-agenda items in accordance with section 551.042. I've got you. I'm going to let you speak, I think, in a more appropriate time, unless you'd like to begin right now. Would you like to wait until we get to the one that I think you're interested in? Okay. Item number two is consider possibly approved minutes from the January 27th special meeting of Commissioner's Court. That's our second main meeting for the month of January, our evening meeting.
Judge, I would make a motion to approve minutes.
All right, motion by Commissioner Hint and a second by Commissioner Hockstay. All those in favor of approval of those minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Item number three is consider possibly approved minutes from our January 31 special meeting of Commissioner's Court. That was a brief meeting we had. I think that was on a Thursday morning or Friday morning.
Friday
morning.
Also, my motion to approve minutes.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton, second by Commissioner Fields. All for approval, say aye. All right. Item number four, discuss and possibly take action on changes proposed by TxDOT to the north end of the 271 Loop project. These items number four and five somewhat go together, but I wanted to give an opportunity for the commissioners to hear a little bit about the proposed changes that we're talking about on making there at the north end out by the hotels and restaurants at 271 between Highway 67 and Interstate 30. I know we've got quite a few folks here that are interested in hearing about that, but TxDOT has got some ideas that I personally think will enhance and help that north end intersection up there. So I've asked Roger Ledbetter, who is with our local TxDOT office, to make a brief presentation on this. I had a chance to visit with Roger on Friday, and again, thank you, Roger, for coming. If you'll just come on up to the podium. And I've got copies of what we looked at the other day. The commissioners, you may have a few extras.
Yeah,
I'll have to come out here. Anybody else out there that would like to have some of these? Carl, will you take those and get a few of those out? I've probably got six or seven extra copies that are logically that would be.
I
everybody can understand this, first of all, let's kind of get the orientation. If you're looking at the sheet.
If you do the best you could to talk into that mic so I can just coach, not only have they not made it here to here, but we'd like to get it where they can, you can pull that out of the deal or pick the whole thing up, whatever you like. Thank you.
All right, this first, let's kind of get everybody working. On the south side of the sheet, towards the left side, towards the bottom, this is where El Chico is. Okay, to the right side of the sheet, that goes back towards the interstate, towards I-30. So the right side of the sheet is towards is north. The left side of the sheet heads towards the south. And El Chico is on the bottom of the sheet. Does everybody understand the orientation? Okay. The initial design of the section 267 and I-30 included a concrete retainer, or concrete barrier wall, starting about the left side of the sheet and going to approximately the ramp intersection of the interstate. What we're going to do is change it up and provide an opportunity for a turnaround so the northbound traffic on the northbound frontage road can make a turn, a U-turn, and go to the southbound frontage road and head south. The initial plans didn't really provide for that, but this will provide a movement for northbound traffic to start south. This should provide access for northbound traffic to access all the businesses on the west side of the road between 67 and I-30.
And previously, they would have had to continue north. If they were coming out of any of these east side businesses, such as Motel 6 or El Chico or the ATM, they would have had to head out north towards Flows, and even there was not a true provided turnaround lane there.
No, it wasn't a provided U-turn. They would just have to go find a place to turn around to the right.
Or get on the interstate, they make a long way around.
Yeah, I believe most of them didn't want to turn around somewhere. We were scared that some of them would try to make a U-turn in the middle of the intersection. That would be a very safe place to make a U-turn.
And previously, that solid barrier represented by that dot dash line that runs right down the long way middle. There, it starts on the far left side and goes all the way down there where it comes to a point, which is really right there at the interstate frontage roads.
Yes, that's what we're going to prepare.
That was a solid barrier with no crossover anywhere in between there.
Yeah, if we put the barrier in, you wouldn't have had to cross anywhere in this location.
And so now the U-turn around there is approximately where the ATM is on the base block just north of El Chico.
Yeah, it's probably just a little bit south of the base block. Or south of where the ATM is.
Roger, to you, we end up doing this, how long would it take to make this?
Well, it would probably take about 3 weeks. One of the holdups would be getting all the signs fabricated and delivered to the job. Another one is getting the low-profile concrete traffic barrier. There is low-profile concrete traffic barrier. It's labeled here on both of these, just make sure everybody can see, but it's the two real close parallel lines. It keeps the southbound traffic from entering into the median area. And also, there's low profile concrete traffic barrier where we flew on the turn lane for the turn lane that keeps people from crossing in and entering the median area. So I'm not sure how long it takes them to get that fabricated, but I think at least 3 weeks out, maybe even longer.
The dotted lines that actually form the U-turn area there are the, I'll call it popsicle sticks.
Yeah, they're actually called raised traffic separators, curved guidances. But basically, they're plastic curves, plastic linear, and mounted on top. And I've got a picture of those. We've got some here in town.
And they're by Superboy, right?
Yeah, and there's also some out by 1735 on State Highway 49.
Right, okay.
They basically look like this. And the one you probably most familiar with, the ones out in front of Superboy, for the right turn, 271 and 47.
And I had been asked if this is a temporary solution, but actually, this is not a temporary, it's, I'll call it permanent. Permanent at least until we have a full completion of the flyover or whatever may ultimately be available there.
This will stay in place until we ultimately go on the overpass, level 67 and 49 and 30.
Okay, Commissioners, anybody have a question about this? The good that I see here is that we have provided a way for people to head back south without having to go way out of their way. And it looks like, although it'll be tight maybe for El Chico traffic, I think that it would be the right time to slip over a couple of lanes, get into that third turnaround lane to make that new turn. Certainly the hotels would be, or the hotels would be able to utilize that. And it's big enough for an 18-wheeler to make that new turn as well. So if your deliveries come to the hotels or to the restaurant, they can even make that turn. I guess the only bad thing is the cost of this, which is really not too bad. It's going to be somewhere, we're projecting it between $12,000 and $25,000, something like that. Yes. By the time we remove the cost of that solid barrier that was going to be there in the middle, and add the cost of the low profile barrier and those partitions, again, about $25,000 to $50,000. And of course, a little bit more additional delay. Questions? Well, I don't know that, yeah, we might as well. Again, this is not really optional. TxDOT wants us to do this. I guess we could say, hey, we've got to find a different way. I personally am okay with all of this. So, yeah, let's go ahead and make a motion to approve this so that we can instruct them to go ahead and start on this as quickly as possible. Motion by Commissioner Hockaday, second by Commissioner Riddle. All in favor, say aye. Roger, thank you again for coming down. We appreciate that. We look forward to working with you guys to get this completed as quickly as possible. We're going to move on into item number five, on whether or not we can at the north end. You don't have to comment on that if you don't want to or if you did want to.
I'm opening up the north end.
Right.
Now, what I understood, the paper, the Williams brothers are looking at opening up in those 2 weeks.
Yep.
That's mine.
Right. Well, they're asking us, you know, because we have to make the decision as to whether or not we want to retain that liability until TxDOT accepts that. We understand that TxDOT won't accept that until the project is substantially complete. That means the entire project.
Correct. The entire portion of
271,
not 271,
is definitely going to be fine. Right. And in my discussions with you, you shared with me that you were okay with us going ahead and opening that after we get these done, or can we go ahead? Is it going to be possible to go ahead and open it up as quickly as possible and make these changes here again as quickly as possible, or do these changes have to be made before anything is opened up?
No, those changes don't have to be made at this point. I think Rick Cronenberger is drawing up a track control plan, which basically will barrel off the entire area. Then the contractor will come in and get all his materials and put that left turn on that turn.
Okay, so so for those of you in the audience who might not have been able to hear, we can still have the opportunity to open up the north end, get 67 back opened up, get the two frontage roads or both sides of this area opened up before we do what's proposed here in this drawing. Now, we want to get through this as quickly as possible, but at least we can get traffic going to give you guys some breathing room. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Doug.
All right, let's move right on in. I've got a couple of folks that want to speak on this. Item number five, discuss and possibly take action on whether to open the north end of 271 loop between 49 and the Interstate 30. We're calling 49 what we used to call 271. I want to call on John Burke with McCoy. John, can you come on up to the podium? Be glad to hear what you have to say. And Chris, I've got you right behind you. Welcome, John. Thank you for coming today.
You bet. Thank you. First of all, I just want to say thank you for your consideration in opening this up. When these barricades went up last year, you know, we could sure tell a substantial drop in business when those barricades went up. We've had customers come in and tell us, you know, you've got to really want to come here, come to the boys. And, you know, it's really hurt our business. And 2013, we were down 10% in our customer count. So far this year, we're already down 9%. So that's almost a 20% drop in business, just at least in the only 2 years. And not to count that, you know, we've got all this traffic coming down to the barricades and getting stuck. And we have all these semis that are turning down in our parking lot. So, you know, the road construction is going to be nice once it's opened up on my parking lot. Is suffering because we have all these big trucks coming in and turning around in our parking lot, and you know, my parking lot suffering for that. So, you know, even though the roads can be nice, you know, when we get that completed and opened up, you know, that, you know, my parking lot's taking a beating on that, and you know, the customer count coming down. So I do, you know, thank you for your consideration in opening this up.
Thank you, John. Okay, Chris Shelton.
Good morning, Judge Lee. Good morning. Two items on the agenda that I wanted to address. The first one is the decision to open the north portion of the bypass project. I've been out talking to the business people that have been impacted by the construction road closures, and all of those businesses desperately need those roads open as soon as possible. One of the business owners told me they had seen a huge drop of travelers down I-30. Filling up with their gas station, asking for directions to specific business locations in Mount Pleasant. And due to the heavy traffic, navigation difficulties with all the construction equipment, lane closures, and feature signs, which I'm sure affected our downtown traffic also, and our shoppers that you know, weren't even involved in the construction process, so that just driving through there was a kind of deterrent to some of the people that were pulling in to get gas, that he said that normally pull down and ask for questions on where do I get some tires, I need a battery, where's this, where's that. So it was a deterrent to them moving on down the road and either went to the next exit or the next town. Another business owner told me that they had signs made, excuse me, and put those signs out to direct customers on how to get to their business. But after putting those out, they were told that, you know, they couldn't put those signs out. Told them that. I said, well, they talked to someone at the county. She didn't know. Her husband was wanting to talk to them. And they had talked to Pate, and they had talked to TxDOT, and you know, there was no signs that were going to be allowed out on the highways for directions to their business. The business I'm speaking of is the speed business. It's out on Highway 67. And now we have signs out there now that are directing traffic into some of the other businesses in there. They could have their signs up and others could. So they said their business was down over 50%. But they would like, we weren't able to be here today, but asked me to relay that they would like to see the openings, you know, as soon as possible to help their business. The So I would like to urge, you know, the court and the commissioners to open a north portion of bypass and assume the responsibilities to allow these local businesses to attempt to get some of the business back due to the, that they lost due to the closing of the roads. And those roads are going to be great and nice once they're open, but we have our local businesses that have been suffering firsthand. I feel their pain. I had a business and they widened the road for 12 months, 13, 14 months. It was a huge loss in my business when I ever had to cross the highway to get into a car wash that I did.
Chris, you got 30 seconds left. If you want to come back again for that, I'd love to do that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, gentlemen, if you remember, a few weeks ago we tabled this item when we were in the middle of a discussion about the pros and cons of opening that, and you understood that Textile is not accepting that portion, this enormous portion between 67 and I-30, and we will continue to retain liability in that area until the entire project is accepted. So you've heard from these business owners both today as well as a week ago. Are you ready to make a decision on this?
I make a motion. We take the responsibility, take the risk.
A motion by Commissioner Riddle to maintain that liability. Go ahead and open this door down.
I second.
Second by Commissioner Hockaday.
Okay. Roger, if something happens there today, are we still responsible for fixing it even though?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. My point is that we're still responsible for it. We might as well take the responsibility and go ahead and open it up. And I know the business has been hurt, and I don't have any problems with that. Just Roger answering the question, everything pretty well says.
All right, got a motion and a second. All in favor of opening up the north end of the loop, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, and there are none. All right, thank you, everybody.
that it was a fault. One of the problems would be that the
that Peyton might not like the fact that somebody's looking over their shoulder and reporting back to the county. If we had hired Mr. Hall, I have a left copy of that, but if we had hired Mr. Hall, we might not be having this problem. It is our responsibility to do it, and I don't know if this is a business situation, and I don't know why any business would mind anybody looking over their shoulder. And I, this is not our money, and I'm not worried about Peyton's feelings. William's brother, in this, repairing this bridge, Peyton's going to be looking out for Peyton. William's brother's going to be looking out for Williams. Who's going to be looking out for the county? We're going to have to take Peyton's word. We've been taking Peyton's word all along, and he let this happen. So I think that we definitely need this, we need an engineer to see what's going on, how it develops. Somebody to represent us, and there's plenty of retired engineers that are qualified to look into this thing and report back to the commissioner's court. I think we even need to know how to, somebody understand exactly how they're going to repair it. We know what Peyton told us, but from an engineer's standpoint, and what's happened up until now. So I strongly make a motion that we do hire somebody to look at Titus County.
Thank you, Commissioner Reynolds. Have a motion on the floor. And a second to this. All right. That motion seems to be denied for a lack of a second. Is there anyone who would like to make any further comments or suggest an alternate motion?
Between the 7th and the 14th of February, but
the state did decide to allow a 30-minute, excuse me, a 30-day addition to the timeframe that was originally allotted. Apparently, some counties did not jump on this as quickly as we did, and were requesting some additional time. So that has been granted, so our application time has been extended to March 7th to 14th. We've essentially done our work. One thing that I was not aware of that we've been asked to do is to prioritize the projects that each of you have listed within your precinct. So instead of just giving them a list of all four precincts with their individual projects, they have asked us to prioritize these on a countywide basis. And so that's what I would like for you to do right now, is help me to assign some priority numbers to these. And I've given you, I believe, a list of those projects. Just to get us started, I'm just going to suggest that we make Commissioner Hinton's project, which again is the project that is the area where we decided to make our transportation reinvestment zone up there in the area that's been mostly impacted by energy-related truck travel.
This would be County Road 1825.
1825, all right. And again, we don't need to approve these on an item-by-item basis. We'll come back and we'll approve these. Okay, but would everybody agree that that's an okay point to start with? And there's nothing that says that we have to do these projects exactly in the priority order, but we do want to give the state of Texas an idea of what we feel like are the priorities the quickest. But we can jump around this list if, for whatever reason, one project becomes, for whatever reason, it's not the one to start on, or not the second or the third one. We go down toward the middle or even the bottom of the list. We can pick a project or projects anywhere from within this list. So does anybody feel strongly about one of the projects on your list that you would like to make number two? His motion was simply to use the order that is listed in right now, items number 1 through 21, bump those three that we identified to be the first, second, and third place items.
Second.
And by the second, by Commissioner Hockaday, all those in favor say aye. Opposed? I will then, County Road 1825, first on the list. County Road 2040, second on the priority list. County Road 3140, third on the priority list. And I will just continue on in the order that we have specified already. All in favor, if you go, all in favor, just say aye. All right, item number nine, consider possibly approving travel seminars. I've got one item here. Sheriff Ingram has requested that Wayne Minor and Craig Brown be able to attend Sergeant Investigator. That's a job title, Sergeant Investigator. They be able to attend Death and Homicide Investigation in San Antonio, Texas, March 24th through the 22nd, 27th. They'll travel the 23rd and the 27th. Cost of registration for the two, $250 each. Cost of meals at $160 each per diem. Cost of hotel, $128 times four nights. They will take a county vehicle. For the total cost, looks like about $1,332 plus fuel for that county vehicle. That is the only travel request I've got. Motion by Commissioner Field, second by Commissioner, and all in favor say aye. Item number 10, approval of the river reports.
I might mention, Judge, that Lumina did pay their taxes.
Yeah, I was glad you're right.
I think that's right, yes. They're not in these numbers yet. That's Judy had transferable.
So, we're not in these numbers?
They're not in those numbers. Still hurt.
Motion by Commissioner Hockaday.
Sir.
Second by Commissioner Dent, and all in favor of approval of the report, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And item number 11, consider possibly approving treasurer's report. Motion by Commissioner Dent. Second by Commissioner Hockaday, all in favor of approval of the treasurer's report, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item number 12, approved budget amendments.
We don't have any, Judge.
Don't have any. Item 13, signed pay orders and approved payments. Motion by Commissioner Hockaday. Second by Commissioner Dent, all in favor of approval of paying bills, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item number 14, closing comments. I'll start on the call that day. Commissioner Hockaday. Commissioner Dent.
I have no chance, thank you.
We've had training last week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I had, that's the best event I have been to, two or three of the seminars that I attended. Really good presentation. All was very successful week for me.
Judge, the only thing I have is probably volunteer fire department and their chili supper last Saturday. Did it well, a lot of people participated, checked off some of them. All that money goes right back into the fire department. Money that they get, they're going to receive from the county, but all that's spent on the volunteer fire department. And did want to mention, again, I'll do it and put this in paper. Volunteer fire department will be right into the number six. I don't know any other fire departments that are volunteer fire department. Right about that, I believe Mount Pleasant Fire Department is three rating, I believe that's correct. So that says a lot. I know other volunteer fire departments are working on trying to get their fire department rated down to six. That saves a lot of money. People that live out there, and they're within 5 miles of that fire department. And that goes Franklin County, County, those big lake region. So I think you're going to start seeing insurance in that area go down. That they will release that, and the insurance company, they encourage people out there to get the certification. You can give that to a volunteer fire department person. You can give it to the insurance, and they'll certify it. We can make a right number six fire department. So thank you.
Commissioner Riddle?
I have a copy of the letters from 2011, if anybody wants a copy of the consulting engineer.
All right, just a reminder here, I've got a few department heads here. We're going to, many months ago, we approved utilizing East Texas Shredding to do some document shredding for us. Leonard Rossell has got quite a bit that he has accumulated that he'd like to get taken care of before the upcoming election. If there are any of you that would like to take advantage of getting some of your documents included in that pickup when they come here in the next week or two, let us know if we can coordinate a good drop-off point for those. So if you're, if you've got any documents that you'd like, I don't think we need to bring them over here. We just need to accumulate in a place over there where it would be easy once they arrive with their truck, where they can pick them up. All right, and if you have something.
We've been putting ours in a burning pile. My husband has a big hole that he burns, and we've been just throwing them in there.
I wouldn't call them today, Leonard, so he's ready, so I would imagine that they'll make a trip up here within the next couple of weeks. I will entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion by Commissioner Hill, second by Commissioner Fields. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate you.